terms of Hinduism scriptures, one of the most famous statements and one of the oldest that's quoted often is Vasudeva Kutumbakam, which gets translated as the whole world is my family, or the whole world is one family. So we were talking about my people recently, and so we could also translate this as the whole world is my people. Nobody's getting left out in this concept. As Albert Einstein said, we're embracing all living creatures in our vision. So quite often that doesn't happen. And in the current problem in India, you see two different dominant perspectives, and they both come into us. We see them both come out on HPI and so forth. One perspective is that Hindu leaders say, my people, and they mean the Hindus. Muslims aren't my people. That's someone else. Other leaders, when they say my people, mean everybody in India. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, everybody. That's my people. Everyone who's an Indian citizen is my people, say certain Hindu leaders in India. The same idea shows up in American television. Have you seen the ad which has all these different people from different ethnic backgrounds saying, I'm an American? Seen that on television? Campaign, I am an American. So that's the same idea, wanting to make sure that we don't leave anybody out. We think some people in America are my people and other people in America aren't my people. No, I am an American. We're all Americans, is what this ad is telling us. Don't leave anybody out just because of their ethnic background. If they're an American citizen, they're an American. So, we have a visualization exercise. Normally we don't do visualization exercises, but I thought we'd take a few minutes and do a visualization exercise on my people. So what we'll do after I explain it is we'll close our eyes for a few minutes, and when I want to end it, I'll just om, and we can open our eyes. So we start with ourselves, right? When we talk about people, that's where we always start. Okay, then we start to add other people in my people. So we start with our immediate family. If we're monks, we start with our family of monks. And then we add other people. We add other relatives, other friends. We add the people in the neighborhood. We add the people on the island. We add the people in the state. We add the people in the United States. We add the people in other countries that we feel close to. And then we can ask ourselves, who have we left out? Who aren't my people? Then we can try and add them. Oh, I left out part of Africa. I left out the Middle East. Left out this part. Just think and try and add the whole world into your concept of my people, piece by piece. Okay, here we go. So it's an interesting exercise to see who we tend to leave out of our people, who we added last. But Vasudeva Kutumbakam, everybody should be part of my people. That's what Hindu scripture tells us. Gurudeva ends the section on the first yama, nonviolence, with a section to the Madhavasi, which is interesting. Gives a whole page of advice directed toward Madhavasis practicing nonviolence. It's more a warning than anything else. He says, you need to be careful. Says, because you're practicing brahmacharya, this gives added power to your thoughts. And the added power in your thoughts gives added power to your words. So therefore, if you scold someone, if you speak strongly to someone, you have to be very careful because your words are probably more powerful than you realize. So therefore, he cautions Madhavasi to be careful, to be gentle in their words, to avoid hurting someone. It's like driving a fantastically powerful car that when you're used to driving a car that has very little power, when you step in the car that has all the power, before you know it, you're going too fast and you might hit someone and etc. You know, there's more power than you're used to. So you need to realize that that extra power is there and temper your words so you're careful not to hurt someone. Speaking of words, as we talked about, I think about 2 months ago, we talked about words and ahimsa, and that of course, most of the people we all know don't go around hitting people with their fists. There are people that hit people with their fists, and maybe young children do, but the adults we associate with, they normally don't go around hitting people with their fists. So we tend to think, okay, everyone's following ahimsa. Nobody's hitting each other. But of course, it's nonviolence in deed, word, and thought. So the deeds for adults are usually no problem, but it's the words. We tend to hurt each other with our words. And as we talked about, there's four common ways this is done: joking, teasing, gossiping, and backbiting are the four common forms of hurting people with words. And Gurudeva gives us a fourfold test to make it easy to know what to say and what not to say. Remember it? Speak only that which is true, kind, helpful, and necessary. So if we think before we speak, and our thinking includes running it by that test, then that's a good way of harnessing the tendency to hurt people with words. Gossip. You know, why is gossip on the list? The person you're talking about isn't even there, right? It's not like you're telling someone to their face you don't like them or this and that or they're flawed or so forth. You're telling it when they're not there. So how can that hurt them? Right? Must be harmless. So Gurudeva describes that in an interesting way, and of course that gets into the most subtle form of injury, which is with a thought. Even our thoughts can injure people if they're unkind. So Gurudeva says, when you defile others mentally and verbally through backbiting gossip about the happenings in their lives, you are hurting them. You are actually making it difficult for them to even persist where they are. They sense, they feel the ugliness that you are projecting toward them. So people are sensitive. So if we have those kinds of thoughts and we share them in form of gossip, negative thoughts about people, it's hurting them. It's just like hitting them with a physical object, except it's, you know, it's a refined object, but it hits them and can discourage them and drain the shakti from them and so forth. So it's very important, even our thoughts or what we speak when someone isn't present needs to be controlled. So there's a lot in that area, but we went over it very thoroughly a couple of months ago, so I don't want to go over it all again.